Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. There is so much I want to tell you about today. I've been doing a lot of research about what I really believe is the reset that we've been waiting on. And, it's something that maybe it's not looking like what maybe you were expecting it to look like, but I hope that I'm going to be able to connect some dots for you today. And we'll probably be talking about it more and more this week. I may even do extra videos because it's really, really great news. This is what we've been waiting for. Don't forget to hit the like button right now, because I know I will definitely forget. So let's make sure to hit the like button. I know you're really going to enjoy getting all this great information about what's really going on with this Iran conflict and why heads are exploding in the city of London and Bibi Netanyahu. So definitely check it out. This is my website right here, melissaredpill.com. There I am right there, melissaredpill.com. Check out all of our resources over there. You'll find the real Melly. And no, I don't DM. So if you're getting somebody who's trying to get you to buy gold or whatever, no, Melly doesn't do that. No, Melly does not. I want you guys to find a person in your local area who you can buy silver and gold from. That's my, you know, I really want to be protected and have someone that you have there locally. And don't buy paper. Anyway, that's another story for another day. Anyway, so let's get started. So what I'm going to talk to you about today is that what's really the war that we're having right now, it looks like it's Iran, but it's really the war against the city of London. Now, if you're not familiar with that, I don't mean London, like what you normally think of as London, but the 1 mile square inside London. It's called the City of London. And this is where all of these, it's where the head of the beast is, the head of this criminal cartel is right there in the City of London. And so even when we actually went there, about a year ago, and when you enter into this City of London, they literally have placards up all around and showing basically that it's like, you know, demonic. Anyway, but it's ultra extremely wealthy. $4 out of every $10 of corrupt money goes through there. And that's really what this is about, is controlling the petrodollar that has run the world in a nutshell. And how is President Trump ending that? That's really what the question is. Let me see if I can move this out a little bit so you can see it a little bit. Well, maybe. Okay. So yeah. And maybe there's a now you can read it a little bit better or make it too small. But yeah, that is what President Trump is doing, is he's destroying their empire right now, that they've controlled the world markets, specifically with the petrodollar, for many, many years. That's been their choice control mechanism for at least 47 years of their stranglehold over since the Shah was. That's another story too. I'm not really big on the Shah, but either way, the point is President Trump is resetting the way that we do business. And so we're going to talk about that. And through the insurance, through the sanctions, and through these conflict speculators, they're continually having conflict over there, and they make lots of money doing that. I'm going to talk about that. Also, that President Trump said, can't read it. Oh, good. Come on, Lily. Let's see if I can make this cover my face. Okay. That's fine. on. Y'all know what I look like. So the second thing is that President Trump said it. He said England is our former ally. What was he meaning by that? And a lot of people thought, oh, he's mad at Starmer. No, he's talking straight to the criminal cabal. That's exactly what, you know, we need to be able to see through, you know, what maybe the media says, and even really read what President Trump is saying, because the globalists really do know that he is destroying their empire. And so he said, we don't need them anymore. We don't need this criminal cartel running the world anymore, right? And also, what's going on with this Karg Island? And also, you know, he's not destroying the oil, but he's destroying their mine capabilities. I'm going to talk about that. Now, also with Netanyahu, he's alive. It's all over the internet that he's dead. He's not dead. He's alive. And so he is chomping at the bit to control Iran. We know that. He can taste it. He can just like see that and just have his hand right out there. He's, you know, been wanting to do this for so long so he can control all of the Middle East. He even had a video that he put out this week that he's going to be this global power. The man is so full of himself. It's hard to even describe how full of himself he is. But this is a huge sting operation on him, as well as the City of London bankers. So, which they're basically one and the same. All right. So, this is where President Trump is talking about one of the ways he's removing power from this criminal cartel, the City of London, and that is through these oil sanctions. I'm going to let you listen to what he has to say, and then I'm going to show you what he did on with Putin, because we've already been told on the board long ago that Putin and Xi are working with President Trump to end this criminal cartel that's had a stranglehold on the world. Check this out.
Certain oil-related sanctions to reduce prices. So we have sanctions on some countries. We're going to take those sanctions off till this straightens out. Then who knows, maybe we won't have to put them on. There'll be so much peace. But when the time comes, the U.S. Navy and its partners will escort tankers through the strait if needed. I hope it's not going to be needed, but if it's needed, we'll escort them right through, I might add. We're also waiving certain oil-related sanctions to reduce prices. So we have sanctions.
Okay. So, yeah. So, a couple things. About a year ago, President Trump went to Alaska and he met with Putin. And they set up at that point to have oil sitting literally out in tankers, ready to go when the time would come. That tells you right there, they're working together. And so right now, there's an embargo on the oil coming out of Iran because of this war. And it's not really Iran. It's because the Iranian people clearly were not getting the money. This was all going to the City of London, right? And Khomeini, all of them have been their puppets. And so the information has come out that, you know, all their investments are going through the City of London and through their offshore banks in St. Kitts and different places. So the oil is not coming out of Iran. They're shutting that off, and it's not going to China. So the embargo, the sanctions are lifted on Russia, so that now they can send their oil that is needed in China from Russia. That was lit for, I think it's from starting March 11th through April 12th is like a 1 month lifting of the sanctions. And, you know, a lot of people can say, oh, well, that makes perfectly good sense, because right now, you know, everyone wants to make sure that the oil prices are not skyrocketing because of the supply and demand. And so they're not really, I haven't watched the mainstream news that much, but I don't think they're screaming about these sanctions being lifted, quote, temporarily. But as he said here, well, maybe there'll be so much peace that we won't have to continue these sanctions anymore. So that right there tells you this, and I think it's very easy to see that President Trump and Putin and Xi are all working together. I'm sure that in their conversations that they've had previously, they're saying, hey, don't worry, Xi, we're going to make sure that, you know, when we go in and take, you know, start to shut down this Iranian regime that is an arm of the globalist bankers that you'll have your oil that you need from Russia. So that was, you know, Russia was, you know, everybody's on board on how they were going to do this. So I wanted you to see that it's really a huge piece of resetting the markets, because they've always controlled the petrodollar with all this conflict and all this sanctions and all the insurance. We're talking about the insurance too. All these things that they've done to control it. And really, Peter Navarro had a report that he was saying that it's added trillions of dollars in cost to each of the countries because they've been able to raise the price of the oil much higher than it should have been. It'll probably go down to like $60-something per barrel. It's really going to be very, very inexpensive. They hate that, because what they do is they love to inflate the prices and cause all this conflict, so that little people, everything costs more, and the little people take it on the chin, right? That's what they do. They don't. This is what's so maddening, is they don't need the money. They just want us to suffer. And this is how you know that they are run by demons. They are filled with demons because they want everyone in the world to suffer. So anyway, this is a one big piece of this gigantic puzzle. The other thing is, okay, so removing the sanctions and all these conflict speculators. These speculators in the city of London, you know, they say, oh, we've got this going on, or that, you know, whatever it is, they put it all together and say, oh, and they speculate and they jack the price of the oil up. They continually jack it up. And so they have to keep all this conflict going so that they can say, oh, we, you know, because of the dangers that we not, may not be able to get oil out of here. So you're going to, you know, make sure that we're covered so the price goes up. Anyway, that's the game that they've run all this time. The other thing, and you already know about this, is that President Trump, when Lloyd's of London came out and said that they were not going to insure the tankers going through the Strait of Hormuz, that was intentionally to try to jack up the price of oil to destroy President Trump. That's what it's always about, is trying to stop him. And it didn't work. It didn't work. So really, very, very exciting to Patriots in control, as President Trump had on that white hat yesterday. He's in control. He's playing for this. He knows exactly all the pieces on the chessboard. He's got, you know, G is working with him. Putin is working with him. And even now they're saying we're going to insure these through the U.S. government. We don't need Lloyd's of London, which they think they're the Lords of London. We don't need the Lords of London anymore, as he said. So this is very, very good news. Let's see, what's another thing? Then we're going to talk about the Strait of Hormuz, the mine capability. I'm going to show you about Karg Island. Let me show you that one. Yeah, here, let's do this one. Okay, so here is an island of Iran called Karg Island, and this is where a lot of the oil refineries are, right there on this island, as well as military installations. Now, President Trump just said, you know, they bombed this island, but they did not bomb the oil. They bombed the military installations. What were the military installations for? To send out mines into the Strait of Hormuz. And so I posted the other day that I think they had some mines in there, and that's, you know, people were, the shipmasters were afraid to go through there. But now they've gotten those all removed, and because President Trump attacked the military installations in Karg, they can no longer lay their mines in the Strait of Hormuz. So now two tankers have come through, and they were absolutely fine. So everybody realizes, hey, don't worry, you can come on through. Now, it will be interesting to watch and see over the next few days what happens with if they follow their masters, City of London, or if they really do get the shipping going again. Now, the ships that are coming from Russia are, you know, you don't have to worry about those going through the Straits of Hormuz. So what's going to happen is they're going to realize, you know what? Russia's going to control the entire market if we don't watch out. And so we can't just sit idly by and let them control the entire oil market. So they're completely outside of this thing. They've always kept this in a tight, controlled situation. So it's all right here in this. Everything in the whole world has to go through this Strait of Hormuz. And so they've been able to control it. The city of London has been able to control it, but no. And also President Trump is controlling with white hats in Venezuela, the oil coming out of Venezuela. So, you know, their whole plan of this has broken down. So this island was specifically, you know, bombed to prevent them from being able to mine the Straits of Hormuz. I want to make sure that you have that information. Okay, I'm going to show you this too, but I wanted to show you super quick. Oh, where is it? There was a post. Okay, remember I was saying Netanyahu's alive? He's alive, and he's going to have a cup of coffee. He's laughing at everybody saying, you know, he's dead. He says he's not dead. And he says the conspiracies about my death are highly overrated. But I still think that he probably still is so full of himself. Pride comes before a fall, as God's word says, and a haughty spirit before destruction. This man does not even realize how close he is to destruction. He doesn't realize. But he was told by President Trump not to bomb any of the oil facilities. And so because he, you know him, he just goes in with destroy everything. Look at what he did to Gaza, right? But yeah, so on this video, he's showing how he's alive. But the point is, he is not going to be able to control Iran. He might be realizing that now, that President Trump wants the oil in Iran for the Iranian people and to protect the oil in Iran so that there could be a free exchange, a fair trade worldwide, and no more of this conflict that they continually do, just like Netanyahu. I mean, he's the king of conflict, isn't he? All right, so here's what he said. Just in case you guys thought he was dead or hoped he was dead, which, you know, a friend of mine, one of my wonderful patriots, Tammy, had messaged me to, have you heard all the scuttlebutt online about him being dead? And I said, I want him perp walked. I want to see him perp walked. So I hoped he wasn't dead. So here he is.
אני מת על קפה, אתה יודע מה? אני מת על העם שלי. איך הם מתנהגים, פנטסטיק. אתה רוצה לספור את מספר אצבעות?
אתה יכול להראות לנו?
פה.
I don't know what the fingers... Somebody tell me in the chat, what does this mean about fingers? I don't know. I know that the Guido, you know, comes down and cuts off your fingers. You know, I don't know. He's... Whatever, he's alive. So I'm just ready for him to be perp walked. But he... This whole operation, he's not going to be able to bomb the oil. He's not going to be able to control the oil. And that's how he wants to basically become the city of London in Iran and control. But that's not going to happen. And so all the things that President Trump is doing is he really should wake up and realize, you know, that's over. But President Trump, is not control. There's a lot of scuttlebutt also that President Trump is controlled by Netanyahu. And the truth is, it's the opposite. That President Trump is controlling Netanyahu. And I will say that President Trump used Netanyahu to come in and help to destroy the cabal. What you know, we had an agreement that we are in agreement. We want to destroy this criminal cabal in the Iranian regime. We wanted to get them out of there. And so he was very helpful in that. But don't touch the oil, because that's for the Iranian people. All right. So now I wanted you to see that. And this is what President Trump said yesterday. He might strike Iran's Karg Island again just for fun. He's having a good time. And all these videos they've been putting out are just, you know, like hitting the ball out of the park, and it blows up a regime facility. They're having a great time. This is the reset we've been waiting for. This is the takedown of the criminal cabal that has been run out of the city of London. U.S. totally demolished most of the island, but we may hit it a few more times just for fun. He's so funny. Yeah, you can tell who's winning by who's having the good time. All right, the other thing is, you saw the paper. I don't think I have a picture of this. The cardboard cutout. Yeah. And I don't know if you saw this. I just posted this morning over on Telegram. I haven't posted it on X yet. I was hurrying to try to get this ready for you guys. So Yeah, this guy had a little it looks like a little stick here. I don't know what he's doing. Either way, they're like moving his mouth. I don't know if that was real or not. So much on the internet, it's like, okay, is this real or is this fake? But it was really funny. This cardboard cutout really is what they were pretending that. Okay, he's out here. Since he's not able to come out, we're gonna have his cardboard cutout. It's you cannot make this stuff up. But yeah. There's word on the street that he's dead. There's word on the street that he's in a coma. There's word on the street that he's in, call it bad condition, some kind of word. I don't know. Whatever it is, and I wasn't bad. Whatever it is, he is not well enough to come out and speak. And so whether he's in a coma or whether he's in, they say he's lost a leg, either way, the point is, nobody's going to want to be the supreme leader because it doesn't fare well for you for very long. We do that. All right, so here's the deal with him. He is the son of, Khamenei. And so he has major ties to the city of London, as his father did. This is the whole point that they're set up by the city of London. The son of Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, Mujtaba Khamenei, has investment properties in London. He was just selected as the new supreme leader. This was a couple of days ago, of Iran. Khamenei family has property empire in London. I'll show you this real super quick because I looked this up. There's a billionaires row, just so you guys can see. This is what you see here. This is the billionaires row, the Bishop's Avenue, and it's just billionaire homes and after billionaire home. All throughout here. Yeah. So this is for where the elite live. There you go. So I just wanted you to see that in case you wanted to look up Bishop's Avenue in London. And so if you look at kind of where it is, you see that Hammerson House, that's one of them. And it's just north of London right there. Okay. So yeah, this is where he has had property because they just, so much of this wealth has gone to them. They're part of the cabal, and but that's what lets you know that President Trump is taking this whole criminal network down. So very, very exciting. All right, so here's what, if you follow the money. Oh, here it is. This his financial holdings. The front companies managing their family's wealth is not registered in Tehran. They're registered in the Isle of Man and St. Kitts, which is a Commonwealth realm in the Caribbean that recognizes King Charles as the head of state. Both places are connected to the city of London. All these Caribbean islands that have their thing that they are, property, whatever, of the British crown, that tells you that that's being used for their money laundering activities. All the Khamenei, I always say this wrong because there's Khamenei and then Khamenei, but they're spelled almost identically. Anyway, demonic trick, I'm sure. All the Khamenei money goes back to the city of London. The royal family also had off-the-books money flows with Saudi Arabia arms deals that could be traced back to 9/11. That's why President Trump went to Saudi Arabia in his first term to tell them to stop financing Islamic terrorism. Remember when he went to Saudi Arabia and he had the sword dance and all of that? That's when President Trump said, look, we are going to take down this entire criminal network. And so please do not do anything to help them. And so they have been right on President Trump's side ever since. Very, very exciting to watch that. As well as we know with Xi, had President Trump go to the Forbidden City. No one gets to go to the Forbidden City. It's a very special honor for someone like President Trump. And so Britain has been financing Islamic terrorism for decades. Iran is London's business model. Again, how they run this whole petrodollar with conflict and controlling the insurance and controlling the Strait of Hormuz and controlling all of the OPEC countries. Now, do you understand why Starmer and the King stands with Muslims and the Islamic regime? This is part of their, it's worked like a charm for the control construct. All roads lead to London, the city of London, and we are watching the collapse of the old guard in real time. As President Trump said, we do not need them anymore. Amen. All right. So yeah, that's what I was wanting to make sure that you understood, is the control of the global supply has been stopped. Their insurance stopped. The sanctions stopped. And these conflicts stopped. No more laying mines. And we're telling the world we don't need them any. Very, very exciting. All right. So I think I showed you everything. Yeah. He's not able to do, Netanyahu is not able to do the oil strikes anymore. So we'll watch and see how this all plays out. I think that's okay. Then I told you that the oil going from Russia to China. So that's really huge. And I don't know if talking about that, but that's a big piece of the puzzle. All right. Okay. Another thing I want to show you, and that is, where is the information about? Okay, I'm just going to show you on the keyboard. Here is where it says on the keyboard. Find it because I had it pulled. Says that what if they're working together? Let's see if I can. Sorry, hang on, you guys. I'm gonna find it. La la la. Disappeared. It's just right here. Sorry about that, you guys. I guess before I show you that, I will look for that while I'm playing you this little clip right here. This is Ted Cruz. No Bible scholar is he. And so he is basically standing with Israel before the American people. Have you seen this? He got booed out of there. And he said, well, if you won't stand with Israel, I won't stand with you. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Who do you swear allegiance to? Who is your allegiance to? The American people or Netanyahu? Check this out.
I will say this. I am saddened to see that some here, not everyone, but some here, are so consumed with hate. You cannot address it. I will say this.
You speak for yourself.
If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews,
no,
then I will not stand with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, you heard it straight from his lips, right? So there's also a video, and I didn't pull this one up, but it made me just about throw up, where he's kissing a little girl, and it's like, okay, a lot of these people who've been allowed to be in these positions of power are controlled because they know that they're evil people, and they teach them how to debate and be, and they can protect them and all that. But this guy feeling is no good. Just to think he was so smart. Yeah. All right. So here, check this out. Here's where he's saying the phrase Christ is King is anti-Semitic. To think we used to think Ted Cruz was smart. Seriously? He's gone full globalist Zionist. Check this out.
Used online in a way that is meant to say, screw you, Jew. It is being used in a context very directly to say, I hate Jews, and that's almost an online code word. Christ is King is, I hate the Jew.
Is that your view, or why do you say that?
Because you see the people who are saying it, and they're saying it in that context. They're saying Jews are horrible, good, like they're attacking Jews, and they end with Christ is King to make it sound like somehow there's a biblical basis for attacking Jews. Look, Jesus was a Jew. And by the way, the twisted theology that says Jews are Christ killers, and that's been used to justify anti-Semitism, to justify persecution and murder. Look, as I read the Gospels, Jesus went to the cross willingly. He made the choice to go to the cross, and it was not the Jews who killed Jesus. It was me. It was you. Look, Jesus died for our sins. because man is fallen, and the wages of sin is death. And Jesus took on the punishment that you deserve and I deserve so that we could be covered in his blood and receive salvation, not through works, not through what...
Okay, I can't. All right, so there you go. He's becoming, he thinks he's a preacher. He's not a preacher. He's not a biblical scholar. He needs to sit this one out. All right, so as what the Bible actually says is that the Jews, and many of them were fake Jews even at that time. Okay. They were by faith, they were not true men of faith, regardless. They were in with Romans, and they worked together to railroad our Lord Jesus and to put him on the cross. And so his idea, this whole argument about that you and I did it. No, we did not do it. Our Lord Jesus did die for us, for our sins. But the ones who were responsible to go before Pilate to have him executed was the Jews of that day. And again, we talked about many times in Romans 3:9 that there are some who say they are Jews, but they are not. They're the synagogue of Satan. And that's, you know, they've taken the name Jew in vain. The true Jew is someone who is a child of Abraham, who has the same faith as Abraham, Mr. Cruz. Right. But he, whether he knows this or he doesn't know this, he is a mouthpiece for this group to keep everybody from being anti-Semites. Okay. And so just saying that Christ is king is not anti-Semitic. And so we're going to continue to say Christ is king. He is the king of the world. We're entering into the kingdom of Christ on earth. That's what is happening right now, whether they like it or not. They don't like it. They do not want this world run by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And while we're on this topic, I'm just going to go ahead and take you to the wonderful passage in Revelation chapter 11, which is one of my absolute favorites. We just talked about this on the video that we did yesterday. Revelation chapter 11 is where... finally, it's announced that he has become the king. It says, the seventh angel sounded and the great voices in heaven followed, saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. This is the hallelujah chorus. This is Christ as king, him ruling the world, with as the joy to the world says, with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. This is where we are on the timeline of history. So definitely go and check out my video I did yesterday, because we talked about this as well as just, you know, what is this timeline? Pretty exciting. We got a sign. I'm going to show this beautiful biblical sign here in a little bit about what's going to happen in June. Kind of cool. Kind of maybe something cool. All right, so it would happen when heaven, this was announced in heaven, that the world has finally come under the authority of Jesus Christ, finally, that he has assumed his role and he's begun to reign, that the 24 elders who sit on the thrones before God's throne fell on their faces. They fell on their faces and they worshiped God. They said, we give thanks to you, Lord God, the Almighty, the one who was, the one who is, because you have taken your great power and reigned. We knew you were the king when you were born. You're the king. But you had not taken your role and reigned. So finally, there will be a day when these, and we're very, very fast approaching this day, when these evildoers will be cast out. That's what this war in Iran is all about. And they will be gone. And we will have the earth filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. So exciting. If you haven't read my book, definitely check it in. The Golden Age. All it's in the last chapter. I'm working on that audiobook right now, the audio file on that one. I'm so excited. Every time I read this, just what will be the world dwelling among us. It's just so exciting, and ruling everything with righteousness. So exciting. The nations were angry, and your wrath came, as did the time for the dead to be judged, to give your bondservants, the prophets, their reward, as well as to the saints and those who fear your name, to the small and great, and to destroy those who've destroyed the earth. Amen. So there you go. I'm telling you, Cruz, and I don't even know if that's really your last name, but he is the king. You like it, you don't like it, it doesn't matter. He is the king. All right, so I want you to see that. Here he's embarrassing himself more. Y'all want to see more Ted Cruz embarrassing moments? All right, so check this one out. Oh, gosh.
Look, I think this is a heresy. It is a notion that the promises in the Bible that God makes to Israel are no longer valid. The Jews are no longer God's chosen people. And instead, replacement theology argues that the Christian church has replaced Israel and the Jews as God's chosen people, and all of the promises in the Old Testament are now invalid.
So God breaks his promises, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop and say, you know, be careful who you follow. Be careful who you follow, because here this is CBN News. I've never really been a fan of CBN News, but this right there here tells you that they're a Zionist operation. This is what they're touting on CBN. They're saying that, you know, no matter what the situation is with this ethnic group in the Middle East or wherever they're from, that they are the chosen ones and it does not matter. The whole point of being a child of Abraham is having the same faith as Abraham. I'll quote that second. I got a little ahead of myself.
Are now invalid.
So God breaks his promises, apparently.
Yeah. And that, I think that is absolutely wrong. If God breaks...
I'm sorry. I apologize. I can't listen to it. I apologize. You can go over on my channel and watch, but this is more than I can take. I just can't listen. Man, doing this. But there's the verse that I would quote to Ted Cruz. Again, I doubt that is even your last name. I have no idea what your last name is, but I don't think it's Cruz. Cruz means cross. And as if he's the spokesman for the Christians. Stop. Anyway, so sit this one out, Ted, and let me quote to you scripture. Galatians chapter 3, verses 28 and 29. Quote, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. There's neither male nor female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. There you go. That's all. That one verse right there clears everything up, because it's about faith. It's not about ethnicity. It's not about bloodline. It says, if you are Christ, if you follow Christ from the heart, and the Lord is looking at the heart. Some people maybe don't understand all the things that Christ did and that understand in clarity, but if they are really from the heart following him, then they are Abraham's seed. They are the children of Abraham and heirs according to the promise, heirs of this world, heirs. What does the heir mean? We receive the blessings, all these blessings. Again, I go into this all in the golden age of truth, the golden age of justice, the golden age of peace, the golden age of wealth, the golden age of health, everything that the Lord has promised, and him as the king of the world, the righteous will inherit the earth. That is our inheritance. Ted, whatever your last name is. Okay, sit this one out. You just have no business trying to quote scripture because or explain God's word, because you don't clearly have a handle on it. The point is those who have the same faith as Abraham are the children of Abraham. The promise is to Abraham's seed by faith, not by some bloodline. His own grandson, if you remember, Esau, his grandson, is excluded. Throughout God's word, Edom, which is the of Esau, is excluded, and he was a demon worshiper, and he was excluded. So it's not about bloodline at all. All right, there you go. All right, so now let's see. I was going to show you so many things to show you. All right, that's enough of Ted Cruz. I'm just going to say that's enough. All right, so, okay, this is the one. Before I go on to the next topic, I promised you I would find this about Putin and Xi and President Trump all working together. And it's actually post 140, okay? And I just had it on 140. I'm going to take it down again. Here we go. Here's post 140, and here's the portion where it's talking about what is the New World Order? Why did POTUS receive a sword dance when visiting Saudi Arabia? I'm going to go into what that means. But what does this mean culturally? They showed him unbelievable respect. Same thing when President Trump went to the Forbidden City in China. Why is this relevant? What occurred in Saudi Arabia? How does Did POTUS remove one side of the pyramid? There are only two sides left of the pyramid, and that's what he's bringing down right now. What did POTUS receive while visiting China? Where did POTUS dine? Of course, in the Forbidden City. What is the significance? What if China, Russia, and others are coordinating with POTUS to eliminate the New World Order? Boom. Boom. That's exactly what is happening right now. They've been waiting, and everybody thought, oh, Iran thought, surely China and Russia are going to come to our aid and come to protect us, and then there'll be World War 15. They thought this was going to be World War 15, World War 3, whatever number. They thought it was going to be the end of the world, nuclear holocaust from this, because they thought China and Russia would jump in with their military and start this huge conflict. Not doing that. We're not doing that. What we are doing is we are stabilizing the global trade of fuel, of oil, as well as other natural resources. But let's just keep it simple. Let's just talk about the petrodollar. This is happening right now. We are not having the war of nuclear holocaust. We're having the war to end all wars, taking down this terrible conflict-driven City of London regime. President Trump, we said, we don't need you guys anymore. We do not need you anymore. What if China, Russia, and others are coordinating with POTUS to eliminate the New World Order? There you go. That is what is happening. They are working together. And don't listen to Lion Levin. There's so many liars. It just, all the people who've been propped up and pushed out to us, these are the experts, Levins and Cruises and all these people. Do not listen to them. They're lying. They're lying. They're just propaganda arms. And yeah, they are trying anything and everything to stop President Trump, and nothing can stop what is coming. How about that? Isn't that awesome? Makes me so happy. Okay, now let's talk about a few other things before we jet, because there's just so many great things going on. Cuba will be free. Look at these people. They're so happy. Okay, so overnight, the Cuban people, this is a couple nights ago, the Cuban people burned the Communist Party headquarters and began celebrating their impending freedom. So this looks like it is coming up soon. The whole world will be liberated. This is what the Golden Age is about. I've got a chapter on their Golden Age of Freedom. Every country will be free. Nobody will be told what they can wear and how everything's going to be controlled by the City of London. That's over. So exciting. So happy for the City of London. Here's what President Trump had to say about this literally like 20 years ago. This is so good. Check this out.
Business deals, real estate, and other deals. And I've rejected them on the basis that I will go when Cuba's free. As you know, and the people in this room know better than anyone, putting money and investing money in Cuba right now doesn't go to the people of Cuba. It goes into the pockets of Fidel Castro. He's a murderer. He's a killer. He's a bad guy in every respect. Castro's jails are full of dissidents, as you know very well. His graveyards are full of patriots, and his government is full of thugs. And it's inconceivable to me when I see the weak stance taken by our current administration, especially with the spirit in this room, because the spirit of the Cuban people is beyond any spirit that I've seen by any people, and I've been watching it for a long time. And we can't allow him to get away with this program of coming to this country, hiring our best consultants, hiring our best lobbyists, and all of a sudden, senators and various other people miraculously are on the side of Fidel Castro. And now the battle is almost getting tougher, and it should be a battle that would be won or almost won by now. The point is that things can turn around, and they can turn around very rapidly. I believe that you will have victory. I believe you'll have victory sooner rather than later. And you will win. You are going to win. And I'm going to be down here and I'm going to watch you win. I don't know what capacity I'll be. I'll either be the greatest developer in this country or the greatest president that you've had in a long time. I'm not sure. This trip has been very unusual. I've learned a tremendous amount. Jorge has taken me to the more, I have met more Cubans than I knew existed. And they are great people. And now I'm friends, and I'm going to be here whenever you need me. If I could meet Castro right now, I'd have personally two words for him. Adios, amigo. We'll see you very soon. Thank you very much.
Oh, y'all, I just love him so many pieces. I just love him to pieces. Oh, yes, this is like, 20 years ago, and he's talking just like he is now, and now he is our president. He is our president, and he's making this happen. He's setting the people free, and he told them back in the day it would happen, and it's just been so excruciating for them, as well as the people of Venezuela and Iran, but thank God it's finally over. All right, so now I want you to see. All right, so next, let's talk about, super quick, this Epstein file really that I had not seen this, and I doubt you have either. This is all the Epstein files from 1999 to 2001 are missing, except for this one that slipped through the cracks. In this email, Ghislaine Maxwell is asked if she wants to be part of the 9/11 Shadow Commission. What? The Shadow Commission. That's how they do it. And that's why it's been madness. You'll have, oh, we're going to have a commission, you know, and really the commission only gets to do what they're told by the real commission. And so she said she did not want to be part of this shadow. She couldn't be part of it for whatever reason. So, yeah. Yeah. She's way too hot to be on that because she was involved with too many other things at the top, and she did not need to have her name attached to that. Right? So check this out.
Missing from, we can see that there is a massive gap between the years of 1999 to 2001.
You see that right there? Like, why are there no records in the Epstein files in this period? But one email got through.
And when you had the tech bubble blow up, you had, I believe that's 99 is when the Lewinsky impeachment trial's happening. You have the election of 2000, the highly contested election of 2000, John Kiriakou. And then in 2001, you have the worst terrorist attack in United States history in New York, in D.C., in the skies, over that all over Pennsylvania with United 93. And suddenly all these files are missing. But John, we did get an email from 2003. Slipped through the cracks. From 2003, someone named Ed Epstein sends an email to one GMAX, Ghislaine Maxwell, saying, any interest in being on the Shadow Commission on 9/11, the membership list is secret. She responds, thanks for the invite. Unfortunately, I cannot be on the Shadow Commission.
A Shadow Commission. It takes my breath away.
There you go. That's how they do everything with these Shadow Commissions. And that's why to get justice has been impossible. But with what we're talking about today, with the bringing down of the cabal in the city of London, really the head of the cabal is in London, even though their arm is in Iran, and the whole petrodollar control, this bringing this down, their financial empire, their world control empire, this will allow us to have true justice, not these fake commissions, but real justice in this earth. This is where we are headed. The justice will flow down like the mountain. It'll just flow like a river. All right. Thank you, Lord. Cleanse this earth of all these lies and these criminals who've been running everything. Praise the Lord. I'm just like the 24 elders in heaven falling on our faces. Thank you, Lord, that you've finally come and begun to reign. Okay. Oh, here's another one about Cuba. Here's the president. Cuban dictator Miguel Diaz-Canel has caved. After weeks of claiming he would never negotiate with President Trump and accuse him of trying to intimidate Cuba, he has now announced to the nation that his government is officially entering negotiations with the United States. That's why the people were out running around and so happy that they're getting their country back. They're getting their freedom. So this is so exciting. Just days ago, he insisted Cuba would not give in to pressure from Trump and mocked the idea of talks. And now he says negotiations are underway. It's kind of like Maduro, how he was being a blowhard and, you know, come and get me. Well, he did. They're is some scuttlebutt that Maduro is saying, exposing Gretchen Whitmer and the governor of Georgia. So we will watch and see what happens. I don't have evidence of that. I just put it out on the social media so you guys can go and check it and do your own digging on that. Okay, so another thing that came out this week is that Candace Owens shared her video of Charlie's being assassinated, but from the back. Again, my hope and prayer and my feeling in my heart is that he is alive, that this whole thing has been a sting operation to expose them, and maybe he escaped through that hatch underneath there. Maybe that's how he got out. I don't know all the details about it, but I just feel like ever since this happened, it has been exposing the false prophet, the ones who have infiltrated and hijacked the church, as well as hijacking the these big organizations like TPUSA. That's how they've been doing it forever, for a very long time, and more and more and more, and makes it really hard to just go and hear the word of God because the churches are so highly controlled and infiltrated. Remember how the Bible says that, you know, that they'll go here and there as far as the east and the west to go to hear the word of the Lord, and they will not be able to find it. Yeah, and that's because the churches have been so highly infiltrated, unfortunately. All right, so I want you to see this, but bottom line, you're not going to see any gore. It doesn't look like anything happened except that him falling off a chair. There's no blood. No gore, no, you know, what you would expect if it was a 30-06 round. That's not clearly what it was. And so she has said it was her duty to share this, and I feel it's my duty to do the same. So I want you to see this. I'm going to pull just that portion of the video. Okay, here it is. Here he's sitting. Play that, just that portion. Sitting in the chair, and this is where this thing that flies back is his necklace, and so somehow or another that popped, and so his shirt is completely white. There's no blood on it. Here's where he does have the jolt. There's where the necklace is. Here's it's broken and flies away, and so then he falls off the chair, but no blood, no exit wound, no gore. So that tells me right there that something, you know, that's just, there's no way his neck stopped any kind of bullet. It's just not possible. So there's no blood either way. And so I just wanted you to see that. I put this over on the social media. I'll go ahead and give you the link to that. You can go and look at that, or if you want to, this is Charlie, okay? So it's in the chat right now. All right, so I want you to see that. Very big information. All right, so this was a video of the bombing of this the facility, of the facilities that they use for their torture of the people. So that has now been destroyed. I'm hoping that there were no people, no white hats, no good guys in there. You know, I would think that they would make sure that all the good guys were protected and that none of the white hats were getting hurt. Innocent people. There it goes. That facility that they used for their evil torture is gone. So I want to make sure that you guys saw that. So that's very good news. Let's see what else. Here is where President Trump said, they've been killing innocent people all over the world for 47 years, and now I, as the 47th president of the United States of America, am killing them. What a great honor to do so. Love our president. He does not play. He's happy to kill killers. He is happy to kill evil doers. So very, very exciting. All right. So here's the beautiful star sign that I wanted you guys to see. And it's in Gemini. And I talked about it on this video yesterday. I'm not going to go into the detail because our time is already getting running out. But here is the video I did on the Trump clues on the prophecy nobody talks about. This one right here. And I go into more detail about this beautiful sign. So definitely go and look at that one. I'll go ahead and grab this link super quick while we're in the neighborhood. I'll grab this one. But that is the where we were talking about the timeline, starting from the beautiful sign of the Son of Man right at the beginning of the Great Awakening, September 23rd, 2017, and then all the way through today, plus adding on what's going to happen with Jubilee May 17th in Washington, D.C. I hope you guys can go because I'm going to go with Team Melly. And then also on June 9th, we see this amazing sign in the heavens right here. And there's a conjunction, not on this picture, but there's a conjunction of Jupiter and Venus right here in Gemini. Gemini is the constellation that represents the dual nature of our Lord Jesus, that he is both God and man, 100% God, 100% man, and that this beautiful sign is happening in Gemini on June 9th, close to President Trump's birthday, close to Jesus's birthday, close to the Flag Day. Anyway, so it's going to happen. So we'll be watching for that as the days get closer. And so wouldn't it be great to see the birth of this kingdom, birth finally of this kingdom. We've been, because this was the same conjunction of Jupiter and Venus that formed the Bethlehem Star, which was the birth of Lord Jesus Christ. Wouldn't this be wonderful if this is the birth of the kingdom of Christ on earth? Wouldn't that be awesome? I'm up for that. So it's happening right here in Gemini. And so finally this birth happening. And it would make sense to me that by then we're going to have this whole criminal cabal defeated. I just feel like this is happening soon. President Trump said it was going to be 30 days from the beginning of the battle, which happened on Purim. Beautiful celebration of Purim when we annihilate our enemies. How biblical is all of this? And so I'm so thankful that we have the eyes to see it. And this is the birth, because the beautiful sign in the heavens. Again, don't forget, you can go over and see it right here on the actual sign right there on this video, Trump clues on the prophecy nobody talks about. And then, if you remember Duffy, Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary of Transportation, Duffy came out and said that we're going to have flying Ubers. How about that? I didn't put that in the Golden Age book, but maybe I should. That sounds like a book that I need to put in the Golden Age book. If you're not familiar with my books, definitely go and look at freedomforce.live. When you go there, go to the End Times page, and you will see clips that you can share easily with people about, is this the Great Awakening? What is going on? Here's a short 5-minute primer on End Times. And you can also see the books. This is the Decode of Revelation. If you're not familiar with that, it's great news for us. It's the End Times for the bad guys and 1,000 years of peace for us. And it's aging very well. I'm just going to say I was right. It's so exciting when we've now had the last few pieces of the puzzle so that we could decode the book of Revelation. And if you really want to know, it might take you 2 or 3 times to read it, because I still see people like they don't understand this or that. It's like, okay, guys, let's get with on the program, because it's really such good news and everyone needs to know. They really need to know. We also did a whole series of the study guides. You can go on Melissa Redpill and look up the End Times study guide on our videos, playlist. Here's the wonderful one about the Golden Age I was telling you about. I almost finished with the audiobook, so stay tuned. I'll have that hopefully done maybe this week if I can keep working. Finally, my little eyes would not stay open anymore last night. Anyway, so then the other one, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. We did a study on that. We have videos on that, and you can also get the book and the audiobooks. And you can see all these promises that they had for us. The minor prophets were talking to us in our day, and they were telling us about where we're headed, about having freedom from our enemies, being all of us being liberated all over the world, Cuba, Venezuela, Iran, the world, the whole world. Very exciting. And then I talked yesterday also about how this is biblical, that all the Bible stories that we've always heard are a roadmap for us so that we would know for sure where we're headed. Really, really exciting. Now that you see these Bible stories that you've known all your life, Like, oh my goodness, they were telling us we're going to cross the Red Sea and go to the Promised Land, and which is the Golden Age. It's really exciting. All right, I think that's it. That's everything I had for you, boys and girls. I'm so glad that we are here together. And so let's pray. Again, thank you, Lord. We praise you, and we feel like the announcement that they received in heaven, that we hear that you are taking your role and you're beginning to reign on this earth. And we're just falling off our chairs, falling straight on our faces, just so happy, so relieved, so thrilled that finally, we see this beautiful day appearing, and that we've got the eyes to see it. Thank you, Lord, for setting Iran free and Cuba free, Venezuela free, and America free, everybody free in this whole world, the golden age of freedom. We praise you and thank you. And that all these Satan worshipers, these globalist evildoers from the city of London and Netanyahu will be gone. You say, we'll look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. Oh, we cannot wait. We are going to fall on our faces in absolute joy. And what beautiful days we have ahead. Eyes not seen and ears not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what you pray for those who love you. Thank you that you're exposing these fakers like Cruz and fakers like Levin and all these fakers. Lord, just give us the eyes to see. Help everyone to see. I just pray, Lord, that maybe this Easter, with the resurrection day, the great awakening for all of our friends and family, that they'll start to see through all this too. They won't be led around by the nose by these evildoers. Just praise you and thank you. We thank you that you have said that this 1335th day, blessed are those who make it, and we are blessed. We are certainly blessed that we're getting to see this day. Oh, what an honor. What a privilege. What a blessing it is. And I just pray for everyone on the battalion. Continue to bless them. Continue to strengthen them. Have for all these years that we've been together. Just I pray you help them to get the truth out every which way, especially all this wonderful, really the truth about the reset that's happening right now, and help us to get this truth out. And thank you for helping us to see it. Thank you for protecting our lives, surrounding us with your angels. Thank you for helping us to know what to do for our health. I pray that you would just protect us and guide us, and I pray not one hair will fall from their heads, that they will be safe and protected. I pray all this in your wonderful name. I love you guys so much. I'm so glad that we were here together today. As always, let me see if I can have to show you. Okay, so over here on my on the Melissa Red Pill, you can find the health page. Definitely look into that. That's one of your homework projects for this day, is to watch the videos on each of these to make sure that you are detoxing. You're getting the nutrients that you need, that you have the antifungal, anti-mold in your body and in your house, and also that you're doing the probiotics, okay? You've got to take care of yourself, and also the chlorine dioxide that the cabal hates, but that we love, because this is super, super easy to do that. All right, guys, I love you. I'm going to jet out of here. All right, let me figure out how to do it. Gotta be retrained every day. All right, guys, I love you. And I will talk to you later.
An iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.